they owned anything.
Again, this is a little off the subject matter, but I have asked Chris about it before. If something were to happen to I view it, okay, and it were, we went into bankruptcy, what would happen to those patents? How would those patents, Chris, probably Chris could
answer? It depends on which I view it you're talking about.
You know, the one that they're held in.
Well, first of all, Holdings is held separately versus, we're operating the company out of a separate entity, correct?
I believe so.
Ibeo.com.
Ibeo.com.
Right.
And so, let me think here.
The operating company,
Brian, what's your operating company?
All I'm concerned about, the operating company is Ibeo.com.
Okay.
All I'm concerned about is that, for example, the largest creditor, which wouldn't be a creditor, I should be an investor, would
have
they're
not a creditor.
And then the largest creditor could come in and corporate veil of Ibeo.com and say that this is just a way of protecting the only valuable asset of the company away from creditors. Is there a possibility of that? I mean, obviously.
There is a possibility, but that was one of the main reasons. But one of this loan, they made the company who holds the patent join in as a guarantor anyway on it. For that,
well, that would be all of us. All those would be all investors getting a piece back.
No. The $800,000 loan.
Right. Those people is secured by the patent.
Well, by what about the $600,000 or the other $800,000 loan?
Well, what the other